We have the high school winner now of NPR's annual Student Podcast Challenge. That was the drum roll. It's 16-year-old Eden Alonzo Rivera of Granville High School in Michigan, who beat out nearly 2,000 entries with a story about her father. Here's NPR's Corey Turner.
Eden's podcast begins with a man's voice. It's a classmate reading aloud from a letter Eden got a few years ago from her father.
Evie, I hope you're doing well in school. I started writing this letter last week, but unfortunately had no envelope to send it to you. Please don't be mad. I love you very much. I've just been away for so long.
Away in jail.
Sometimes it's best for me to stay away, because I'm not happy and all I'm going to do is keep you and your mom from having a good day.
When Eden was younger, her father was in and out of jail, and as a result, in and out of her life. The older she got, the more she struggled to keep her heart open to a father who was missing so much. A few years ago, when she was in middle school, they exchanged letters.
Dear Dad, I've changed so much since the last time you saw me. My hair isn't past my stomach anymore. It curls to my shoulders. My favorite color is blue now instead of pink.
But Eden also told her dad about a deeper sense of loss that she was feeling.
Sometimes I wish you were there to take me to my daddy and daughter dances at school, or show up to my dance recitals and my school conferences. Sometimes I wish that I could even just talk to you when I'm having a bad day. I try not to think about those wishes too hard because it makes me want to cry.
That is the bitter part of Eden's bittersweet story. Now, the sweet.
Hey,
I'm Corey.
Nice to meet you.
My name's Eden. You're Janet?
Producer Janet Ujong Lee and I met Eden at home with her mom, Audrey Alonzo.
What a pleasure. We're so proud of Eden.
And their fluffy gray and orange cat, Mamacita. Eden is a pretty incredible teen. She's small in stature with long blonde hair and jeans torn at the knees, but she is strong. And part of that strength comes from her father's absence.
You can't change someone. I'm not going to get anywhere in life if I just sit here and cry about it, you know? Like I did my crying.
Eden's found a way to hold on to what she has of her father without still feeling overwhelmed by what she doesn't. For example, those letters he sent from jail, she keeps them in a drawer at her bedside.
This is for my little princess. That's what he used to call me. It has a diamond on it and a tiara.
She lights up showing us these letters and the incredible sketches her father drew for her, including a Technicolor Tinkerbell covering one entire envelope.
Because I loved Tinkerbell when I was little.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I had my homecoming last night and I wore a Tinkerbell dress.
While Eden's held on to these letters, she's had to let go of her father, who is no longer in touch.
The older I got, the more I realized, you know what, I can't keep feeding you and allowing you to come in and out of my life whenever you want to, when you're starving me.
If the first half of Eden's podcast belongs to her father and his letters, the second half belongs to her mother, Audrey. The two are very close, and Eden interviewed her mom about her life as a single parent. But it's not heavy. In fact, it starts like this.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Eden. It was just very chaotic for you to go from having a two-parent household to not having a two-parent household, us moving constantly. At some points, you were too young to understand what jail was, right? So if you're 2, 3, sometimes I'd be like, Daddy's gone for work.
The resilience Eden built up over these years nowadays sounds a lot like optimism. If her father hadn't been absent, she tells us,
then I wouldn't be where I'm at now, and I wouldn't have made this amazing podcast. Going into it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. If I submit it and it doesn't work out, then at least I made something beautiful out of my story.
But it did work out, with a big assist from AV teacher Mike Cox. Eden Alonzo Rivera, the grand prize winner of NPR's High School Student Podcast Challenge.
All right, so Eden, you're going to have to help me say goodbye here. For NPR News, I'm Corey Turner.
I am Eden Valentino Alonzo Rivera.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Good job, Corey.
Good job, Eden.